in the Boulder Valley. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Well, every time the Boulder Valley School District talks about school closures, the small mountain schools in Jamestown and in Gold Hill are on the list. Their tiny enrollments make them vulnerable, but other issues with getting mountain kids to schools in town have made the closures problematic. The Boulder Valley School District is in the midst of its open enrollment period, and two Jamestown parents are with us in the studio now to talk about their school. David Manns and Martha Russo are with us. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Thank you.
Well, let's begin by talking about that tiny enrollment. How many kids go to the Jamestown school?
Right now, we started this year with 26 kids, and there's always fluctuation. I think we're down to 22 or 23 right now, but it definitely is all over the map over the years. It's up and down. But
26 kids in how many grades?
This is right now K through 5 is how many grades. Most of those are concentrated in the K through 3.
One teacher?
One full-time teacher, and then we've got, they're made up quite a bit with literacy specialists and other specialists that come in, part-time teachers that work various parts of it. But there's always a couple to three teachers there at any given time.
What is that size school and that size class? I mean, a class could be two or three kids, right? How does that work when you're teaching, you know, kindergarten through fifth grades all in, you know, one school, one teacher? How does it work for your kids?
Well, I know our daughter Odelia is in kindergarten this year, and she works with Cale Davis, one of the teachers, every day, every morning for a period of time. So she's got the five kindergartners that are removed from the older students. And then the older students are grouped according to ability, doing different activities, whether it's reading or writing or math. And then all of the students come together for phys ed, which they have twice a week, and music twice a week, and art. And then they all have library skills at different times on Wednesday, depending what their skill level is. So people are moving in and out of being in the group, and you know, it really depends what their level is.
It's obviously a really dynamic classroom. I mean, you go up any given time of the day, and there's just all kinds of stuff going on. But, you know, they have it just kind of an ebb and flow that most of the kids seem to pick up on pretty quick. They all play together at recess. The actual variation in age is really interesting to watch. And the confidence that they'll gain with each other is extraordinary just from, you know, I'm not necessarily a kindergartner. You know, they know each other's ages intimately, but certainly the grades are kind of flexible as far as it's more depends on skill and who you are as a partner in a project more than your age.
I would think there would have to be a fair amount of independent time for the kids, given that there's one teacher trying to teach at various grade levels. Is that true?
A lot of different. I mean, they definitely are expected to be able to do their work, to work together, to get in through projects without constant attention, yeah.
As we mentioned in the introduction, the mountain schools are continuing on the list whenever the district looks at closures. And having survived, of course, all these years, including the most recent round of closures, has the district told you folks what the minimum enrollment needs to be to ensure that the Jamestown schools stay open?
There's not really been, it hasn't really been established. I don't want to say arbitrary, but it was a last-minute number that came up last spring. So we still don't even really have a sense of what that is. And, you know, it's one of those things that we want to try to spread it over a number of years. It's really unfair to look at a snapshot of attendance and try to determine futures and pasts based on that. It can change 10 to 12 students in a year depending on whether there's time to move on. You know, we are a small town. We've got one of our biggest problems. We have a very small attendance area, and so we do depend a lot on this open enrollment.
One family's kids move on to middle school or move out of town, and there goes your enrollment level.
And a lot of times they'll take their brothers and sisters with them just because it's a practical. It's more practical for keep everybody together. So yeah, it can change significantly.
And the other thing that's a little bit difficult is the kindergartners only count for half of a student because they're only at school half of the day. So we could have seven or eight kindergartners, and then that only equals four. And so the whole formula is a little bit difficult in terms of, all right, how many students do we need to keep the place running? So,
well, some people down here in town would argue that it's just not, you know, it's such so much more money per student that, you know, the folks down here in town are subsidizing the mountain lifestyle for you folks. What's your response to that?
Well, a lot of there's an issue now we're actually working on. We've got a very dynamic and tenacious lady named Jenny Rice working in Gold Hill that's really asking the district to come up with hard numbers, because one of the things that's happening is they have these standardized costs that they spread a lot of costs, just say, you know, per building, per teacher, per this. It just gets spread out. Well, our school's been built and paid for 50 years, and you know, a lot of these standardized costs that get are just spread out on a per student basis are really not quite fair. There certainly is going to be a higher cost per student, just because you have travel time, you have different costs you're going to have to expect to pay for teachers and specialists to come in. But overall, we're really trying to find out what those numbers are. And as far as subsidizing that lifestyle, you know, the mountains, in a sense, subsidize a Boulder lifestyle. I mean, we have healthy community, both Gold Hill and Jamestown, very healthy communities. That the school is a huge part of that. It cannot be underestimated how key those places, the schools, are. They're you know, one of the part of what those towns are about. And you know, the mountains being something other than just a bedroom community or failing economic communities is real important for Boulder too. So, you know, we pay our taxes. We're part of the county just like everybody else. So that's a tough one.
Well, as we wrap up here, we're in the open enrollment period, and parents in the Boulder Valley schools are free to enroll out of their neighborhood school if they choose to do so, and if the school they want to put their kid in has the room for them. So what's your message to folks who might be considering open enrolling? It's a trek up to Jamestown. Most parents probably wouldn't think about it, but you're here to offer a message to them today.
You know, we have one family that comes from Longmont every day, and when they were looking at schools last year, the parents looked at four or five schools and really felt like Jamestown would be the place for their child to get the most, you know, the most solid education. So we do have people coming a fair distance. We're going to have an open house on Wednesday, January 7th, for all day, from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., where you can see students at work. Come to recess, bring your kids, bring anything. And we'll have dinner for everybody. And apparently we're going to be having a basketball game after dinner, which is pretty exciting to all of us.
That's an open house at the Jamestown School up in Jamestown, up a left-hand canyon, for those of you coming from this direction. Wednesday, January 7th, all day.
I also wanted to say, you know, people are welcome to call and make a, just set up an appointment to come and visit any time. And the school is really very accessible. That's one of the great things about it. Is walkthroughs, people visiting. It's a daily occurrence, and neighbors coming through, neighbors bringing their kids over for recess. It's a very open place to come and participate. So if anybody has any interest in it before that, any day we're open, you know, any school day, they're welcome to come and be there.
Just call.
Yeah.
David Mance and Martha Russo are parents of the Jamestown School, and talking about the open enrollment and the unique qualities of the mountain school up there in Jamestown. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
It's 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're in tune with listener-supported KGNU Boulder.